Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to a brief reaction episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Stan will be reacting to a bill proposed by Ohio Democrats, so let's get started. So this bill is trash, just to put it plainly. I can understand not wanting to incentivize in any way for a man to just get a girl pregnant and then leave, because that does happen quite a bit, unfortunately. It's a shame that we live in a culture where baby daddy and baby mama are words, okay? So I can understand not wanting men to do that. And I can also understand not wanting men to have relations outside of marriage with a woman. And this bill essentially is wanting to criminalize, make it a serious crime for men to, do that without intending to conceive a child. However, I have a few thoughts on this. First, aren't these the same people who talk about how they don't want the morality police coming into people's houses who are like living in sin, like with another man or another woman, like someone of their same gender? Aren't they the same people who said they didn't want the morality police coming into people's houses? Weren't these the stay out of my bedroom crowd as like 10, 15 years ago and still to this day? And yet here they are trying to do the exact opposite, only in this case, instead of going after behavior that's always sinful, such as same-sex companionship, they're going after behavior that is sinful if it's outside of marriage, but is not if it's in a marriage. Also, have fun enforcing that. I mean, unless we're talking about the creeps who broadcast that part of their life on the internet for others to view, because some people are messed up. Unless we're talking about that, then have fun enforcing that, because unless you are willing to break down everybody's doors or prevent people from having curtains or, you know, in some other way make it to where there are, I don't know, cameras in everybody's houses or something, so you can always see what people are doing, you're not going to be able to enforce that. I'm trying not to be graphic here, but I mean, there's literally, it's not only hypocritical, but it's also, I would say, unenforceable, especially without violating some serious letters and spirits of constitutional provisions, and also the rationale proposed for this is that it's trying to quote-unquote make a point about child genocide, although they don't call it child genocide. But as I've said before, I refuse to engage in the purposeful use of terms that are designed to distort public discourse. So these people are trying to quote-unquote make a point about child genocide, trying to compare what a man does in that process to the actual conception itself. And the thing is that the comparison is false, because when a child is conceived, that's a human life, meaning life starts at conception. But what happens before conception is not the same thing. The part that a man contributes to that is not a human life in and of itself. It is a building block of creating a human life. But conception does not happen until the egg cell and the sperm cell come together. That's when conception happens. So the cells that he contributes in the act of creating that human life are not human lives in and of themselves. Therefore, the comparison is false. It is an apples to oranges comparison. So those are my thoughts. Thank you. Have a blessed day. And I apologize for any graphic parts in this. I tried to be as non-graphic as possible. I tried to be as PG as possible when discussing this, but I did feel that this was something I should discuss, especially considering how passionately pro-life I am. Have a blessed day.